Welcome to the Dildorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. My name is Kate Sloan. I'm a sex journalist, a sex blogger, and I think I've literally seen the 50 Shades of Grey movie like 5 or 6 times, which is so appalling. Like, how many hours of my life have I wasted on this entertainment franchise?
Life of a sex media professional.
Yeah, really.
I'm Bex. I'm a sex educator and a sex blogger, and I've luckily only seen this twice.
Good for you.
Yelling the whole time, both times. It was great.
This is a special Halloween episode of the Dildorks. For our Halloween special, we decided to watch the scariest thing we could think of, which is the 50 Shades of Grey movie. It's scary how inaccurate the information about kink is. And also some of the acting is scarily bad. So, certainly the writing is scarily bad. So, we're doing this as a Dildorks live event, so we are going to be screen sharing the movie to the people who are watching. But if you're listening to this at a later date as a podcast, you just need to get your hands on the unrated copy of the film. And then we're going to count down, and you can watch the movie along with us, and we're going to be snarking our faces off at this terrible movie.
And having a lot of kink feelings. Mostly negative ones.
And a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Yes. Mostly, yeah. Like, an occasional positive one, though, which is the weird thing, but...
Yeah. All right. You countdown, and I'll click it to compensate for the second they'll take to hear it, and then push the button.
Okay. We're gonna start the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, God, I can't believe we're watching this again.
I know.
So the first time I saw this movie, I went to see it in the theaters with my mom because she wanted to see it for actual sexy reasons. And I think that made me like it more than...
I forgot that there were people that did that.
I know. Well, it made me like it more than I normally would have, I think, because she was unironically, genuinely into it. But then later I watched it at Drunk Feminist Films, which is an event where they just, like... make fun of a movie about how terrible it is about gender, which this movie's mm-hmm. pretty terrible in that regard. And
in most regards?
Yes. And then I also watched it with a bunch of sex bloggers at Dildo Holiday while sitting on a Sibian and eating pizza, which was probably the finest viewing that I've had of this movie.
Yeah, that's really valid. So I saw it with you at Dildo Holiday. Mm-hmm. But before that, I had seen it... I had stayed up all night one night sexting a boy.
As you
and
do.
Then from there, yeah, and, like, did not sleep at all. And then just got up and went to this, like, in-the-sky ropes course, like, this big obstacle thing. Went through that whole thing. Was finally on my way home, and then a friend of mine had lost her dog, so I had to go help her find her dog. And I found the dog, and I'm finally getting home. I've been awake, like, 42 hours at this point, and I get a text from my friends who's like, "So, we're about to watch 50 Shades of Grey. Do you want to come yell at it?" And you don't say no to that.
No, you don't. You can't.
And they are not, like, fellow sex nerds or, like, sex-positive folks or whatever. They are nerds, like the other group of friends that I have.
This movie makes everyone angry.
So, yeah. So I just kept pausing it and screaming about kink and then educating about kink and then turning it back on. It was good times. I was very tired.
So this movie's set in Seattle, but it's written by an English lady. And if you read the book, it's like hilarious how much she doesn't know how to talk about American geography. Like, there's a part where the female lead says that she's never left the mainland USA, which I'm pretty sure nobody who lives in the mainland USA would ever call it that.
No.
It's great.
It'd just be never left the States. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Or the country. Or America.
Yeah.
So Anastasia Steele, our lead, is played by Dakota Johnson, who is very beautiful, but super annoying in this movie and perhaps just in general.
I mean, maybe she's an annoying person playing an annoying character, or maybe she's a perfectly nice person playing an annoying character strangely well.
I mean, I think to her credit, she's quite well suited to this part because she's just sort of mousy and meek, and you're kind of like, why would this super hot billionaire become interested in her? Oh, yeah, because she's really pretty, yeah. And she's also very sort of submissive in her manner in a way, yeah. That makes me mildly uncomfortable, because I feel like there is a certain type of predator dude who seeks out, you know, submissive-seeming women like this, and not in a consent-y way.
You act as if it's the only creepy thing he does.
Oh, no, his middle name is Creepy. He's Christian Creepy Gray. He must have a middle name. He must have, like, a beautiful middle name.
Obviously.
So this first scene, Anna's roommate, Kate, who's a journalism student, is sick and can't interview Christian Grey for this newspaper assignment she has. So Anna decides to go.
How dare you get sick like that?
Yeah, so rude. Anna's Kate. Going. Anna's going in her stead, and she's going to interview Christian. Which, like, really doesn't make a ton of sense to me as a journalist. Like, doesn't Kate have friends in her journalism classes that she could send who might know a thing or two about interviewing? But whatever, it's fine.
No, no one likes her. Because she does things like steal people's sandwiches.
Oh my god, I know. I'm gonna get so mad about it. So Anna, like...
You always do.
Anna falls through the door of Christian's office.
Naturally. That's what happens in fanfic.
Yeah. It's a meet cute.
It's like the epitome of the meet cute.
It's not even that cute either. Like, and he doesn't really try to help her. Like, he helps her up, but, like, he doesn't seem concerned.
He doesn't really help her up. He puts his hand out and allows her to rise to it.
He doesn't want to wrinkle his suit.
Yeah. He does always have that look of mild concern on his face. Yeah. At first you think it's because she fell in, but then it doesn't go away.
No, that's just his face. He's like a Muppet.
For just the duration of the movie.
Christian Grey is played by Jamie Dornan, who is Irish and doing a pretty bad American accent the entire movie. Like, you're very aware that he's an Irishman. And, like, I'm not mad about it, but it's like, why did they choose this person? There's so many great American actors. Although it does add to the whole vibe of 50 Shades, which is, like, an American story written by someone who is so obviously not American.
Yep.
She's asking him interview questions. This scene is boring. It's supposed to be sexy, yeah. And there's, like, nothing sexy about it. Like, she just looks super awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's more one of those scenes that you, like, cringe through the whole thing, and you're like, do I have to watch this?
Yeah.
I get it. She embarrassed herself. Cool.
And there's supposed to be, like, chemistry and sex appeal between them, right? But it's just, he just comes off, like, pompous and arrogant, and she comes off super uncomfortable. Like, she does not want to be there, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be there either.
No. He's talking about his business, but in classic E.L. James style, he never explains what he actually does. He's just a rich businessman. Whatever.
He does business.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah. Finance and business.
He does some, like, humanitarian work involving giving food to people who don't have food.
Because he's dreamy.
Right. It turns out to also be related to some abuses that he suffered previously, though, where, like, a dominant of his, I think, like, denied him food or something. So he has all these food issues.
Yeah. I don't think it was a dominant. I think it was his real mom.
I never read the second book, or so I don't know. Yeah. That was revealed somewhere in the second book, I think.
I don't know. I read the first two. I don't remember them that well, though.
I think this is... I can't hear the movie, but I think that he says something about that some people he knows would call him heartless, and she's, like, intrigued by that. She was like, why would they call you that? And it's sort of like... My mom always told me, if a man tells you to stay away from him, you should listen to him, because he probably knows what the fuck he's talking about, and this is what this reminds me of. I'm like, Anna, he's telling you he's terrible. Stay away from him.
Yeah. Which, like, to be fair, he is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think he's truly terrible, though. He thinks he's tragic.
He's troubled.
Yeah. That is, which is in some way alluring.
So she asks him if he's gay, and it's supposed to be super embarrassing. And this is funny because this movie came out in 2015, at which point, like, asking someone if they're gay, like, it's a little rude, but it's not, like, ridiculous the way she's acting like it is.
Yeah.
Especially for a journalist, like, that's definitely something and, they would ask about if you're, like, a wealthy bachelor.
Yeah. And now she's supposed to be, like, sexily chewing on his pencil, but she just looks, like, confused.
It's my favorite blowjob euphemism. I'm chewing on your pencil. Until you come in my mouth. Great.
Like, it's not even... It's supposed to be like that, and it's just... No.
Yeah, so a recurring motif in the books is that Anna bites her lip whenever she's turned on, and then it also becomes something that Christian... finds attractive, and like it just becomes so annoying in this movie. Like, she just does it so much that you're like, Anna, like, you need those lips, like, for
chill
other
chill, it's fine. She's like, did you notice I'm biting my lip. It's like,
and they're talking about literature. She has this one particular writer she really likes, which will become important later in the plot. To the extent that anything in this movie is important.
Yeah. Why? How did this happen? Why is he interviewing her?
He asked her what she does with her life, and she's an English lit major. So, of course, he asks her about Jane Austen and stuff, because you can't be a woman who's into books unless you're into Jane Austen, right?
Right. Naturally.
And they're like, you can tell that they're supposed to be flirting. But it doesn't feel like flirting. Like, there were rumors that these two movie stars hated each other in real life. And, like, if the chemistry is anything to go by, I would believe it.
Yeah.
Then he steals
he
her
He just,
question.
Like, steals her shit.
Yeah.
And, like, she didn't even notice. He, like, blatantly takes them out of her hand in front of her. And she's like, well, no idea. Guess it's just gone. The big thing sticking out of my book. And now she's having a weirdly, like, pornographic moment in the rain. I don't really know what's happening.
Yeah. I will admit I have sexually fantasized about Jamie Dornan on one or two occasions after seeing this movie.
He's weirdly attractive in some moments where it upsets me.
Yep. We're back to Kate the roommate, who I hate. She's just so rude. She just walks all over Anna. I can't remember if she's written like that in the book, too. But in the movie, she really seems to kind of take advantage of her friend.
She is. Well, and she's supposed to show how submissive Anna is all the time.
Which just, like, there's so many shitty stereotypes about submissives in this movie, including that they're, like, submissive in the non-sexual sense, which, like, most of the submissives I know are not that way.
I am not that. She describes him as clean, and that's how the roommate's like, oh, you're into him, huh? Oh? Like, that's not the word I use to describe, like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I was into him. He was super clean. Like, I mean, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now Anna says she's gonna make a sandwich.
Here, this is important later. Not for the movie, just to Kate.
Anna goes, I'm making a sandwich, do you want one? And Kate ignores her. And then Anna makes a sandwich, and then Kate steals it.
She doesn't ignore her, she says no thanks.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
How is she like, why would you do that to me? You had an entire public transit ride there to read the questions and prep yourself. It wasn't a secret. You just didn't prepare.
Yeah, and her character definitely would have pre-read those questions, too, because she's nervous, right? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and here Kate steals the sandwich. I'm so angry about it.
Yeah.
Still. Because it's one of two times in the movie where people steal food from Anna. And it's just, like, weird motif. Like, why? What is the... Why?
There is something, like... very subby, though, about, like, not being entitled to your own food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this way, they do it non-consensually in gross ways, but, like, the idea that a dominant could just come take food from my plate whenever, that I could see how that could be a very subby thing.
I mean, I guess. That just sounds like it would make me really mad.
Oh, that is like the blowjobbiest cut right there. Like they close up on the pencil right next to her mouth while she bites her lip.
So here's Anna's friend, Jose, who in the book is written as a total racist caricature of a Latino character. Like, it's actually really gross when you read it. Because not only is he saying constantly, like, stereotypical shit, like, he's just always being like, ay, Dios mío. But also he's, like, rapey later and, like, doesn't listen to boundaries. And just is, like, it's frustrating that she chose to write him that way.
Yeah. Isn't he, like, one of the only people of color in this, like, story, too?
Possibly the only one, yeah.
Yeah, great. Good.
So Anna's on the phone
Nothing
with her
problematic
mom.
About that at all.
Yeah, really. E.L. James is a fucking mess. Also, it's hilarious because, like, Fifty Shades was Twilight fan fiction, right? So the Jose character is based on the Jacob character from Twilight, who was native. Like, he was not Latino. So it seems strange that she made that choice. Like, I don't know if she actually doesn't know the difference between those two groups of people, but
yeah, I don't know. Or I feel like it was like it started to become its own story instead of a fanfic, and she was like, wait, let me change a thing. Oh, see, now he's different. So it's not the same story at all.
In this scene,
This is horrifying.
Anna's at work.
This whole scene is horrifying.
Anna's at...
I'm into serial killers, and I'm not into it.
She works part-time at a hardware store, and Christian shows up unannounced. I believe she didn't tell him where she works, so that's extra creepy. And then he starts asking her help buying stuff he needs, and all of it is stuff you could use for kink, like rope and whatnot.
And zip ties, which you probably should use for kink.
Yeah.
And masking tape.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tie someone up with masking tape.
Yeah, I don't know what he's planning on doing. It's like he's trying to be flirty and cute, and it's just not landing, because she doesn't know anything about what he's using this for, so she just is, like, trying to be helpful. And also, don't flirt with somebody at their job, like...
Yeah.
Don't.
Where we have to be nice to them.
Yeah. Oh, I love this, where she, like, wraps the rope around her arm in a really standard, normal way, and he's like, wow, where'd you learn that? Were you a Girl Scout? Like, he's, like, so impressed.
Yeah. It's conflicting that he's attractive.
I know, I hate it.
Because I want to hate him. I want to hate it. And I was like, all right, fine, you got me. You did pick a pretty one.
Okay, wait, she just called him a serial killer as a joke, and he said, not today. Does that mean that he does kill people sometimes? I never noticed that before.
That's not...
They have a conversation about whether he should wear overalls when he does his painting, and he's like, I could just get naked. Which just makes me picture him in, like, farmer denim overalls and then taking them off, and it's not a sexy image.
Yeah, no, I'm just picturing him, like, naked with paint on his dick. Like, that's not... I would not want to paint naked.
It's a Picasso.
I like to do most things naked. Oh, and then this dude, yet another dude in her life who's super into her.
Yeah, this dude who works at the hardware store...
Because she's oblivious.
He never comes back. Like, I don't think we ever see him again. This movie's written so badly. You could have, like, combined Jose and the hardware guy into one character, and it would have made
more sense.
No,
but they need to show that everyone's in love with her, and she has no idea.
Yeah.
Because she's super, super desirable, but part of that is that she's not arrogant, and she just doesn't know how beautiful she is.
She's clumsy, and she's into books. What a nerd.
Yeah. She's like the librarian that's gonna take the glasses off and let out her hair.
They're doing this weird
Why are
photo
they
shoot.
Both there?
Because it's for an article that Kate wrote that Anna did the interview for. This is weird. I'm having journalism nerd thoughts. I'm like, I wonder if Anna got a co-reporting credit. Would that kick her off on a new career path? It's exciting.
No, she's going to be too busy being submissive. And then the dude tells him to, like, can you smile for me? And he just glares harder at him. It's like, oh. And now he's getting all overprotective. Is that your boyfriend, the photographer?
I hate this. His suit is so good.
Yeah, his suit is really good.
It's a very attractive suit. Okay, now the weirdest first date scene in the history of cinema. Yeah. They're out for coffee.
Is he the only one with a muffin? I want a muffin.
I think he makes her eat. Well, in the book, anyway, he makes her eat the whole thing. I forget if they did it in the movie, too. But he has all these, like, weird food issues. Yeah, there you go. He tells her to eat.
Yeah.
And she tells him she doesn't want to, and he keeps telling her to eat. And it's sort of one of the first indications of, like, consent and boundary issues with Christian. Because, like, she said no, bro.
Yeah.
Let it go. Like, you're not her daddy dom yet or whatever. So, like, this isn't your job.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so... step one for domming things.
domming.
Don't non-consensually dom people. Ugh. That's like rule one. Yep. It's gross.
So easy.
You're not like seducing them. Mm-hmm. You're just being awful. Mm-hmm.
She talks about her parents here, and I always wish the parents were more fleshed out characters because they actually seem kind of cool. Like there's no characters in this movie that are fleshed out, and it's really frustrating to me.
Yeah.
So they're having, like, a perfectly normal conversation, and then he immediately is like, sorry, I can't do this, and they just, like, cut their date short. It's very weird. There's, like, no indication of why he does this. Like, you're just as confused as Anna is.
Because he needs to communicate that he's mysterious. Mm-hmm. And now he just saved her life from a bike. Like a regular bicycle.
It's supposed to be so dramatic, but you barely even notice what happened. Like, it's not filmed well.
It's a bike! You want to make it dramatic, make it an 18-wheeler.
He says you should...
Haven't you seen a Bruce Willis movie?
He tells her that she should steer clear of him. And of course she's like, but I don't want to.
While they're, like, holding each other and breathing heavy and he, like, pets her face.
Yeah, it's overly intimate for the amount of time that they've known each other.
Yeah. Well, that's because they have a connection. Mm-hmm. They're gonna party. Oh my god, it's like the girlfriend makeup scene.
Yeah, Kate's doing Anna's makeup because Anna's apparently never worn makeup before.
And then there's a package.
In the mail, not just Christian Grey's dick. Although... metaphorically. He sent her a first edition of a book that she loves.
It's with a quote from the book.
It's very romantic. And she wants to send it back.
No, you keep them.
Yeah.
And then you curse him out anyway.
Yeah.
But you keep them as a creep tax. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's drunk. Guess what, y'all? She's drunk.
We're gonna see drunk Anna. She parties pretty hard.
She was already drunk Anna. Now she's drunker Anna.
Yeah.
We can tell because her hair is messed up.
She tries to go to the bathroom. Jose is weirded out by the fact that she's going to the bathroom. Because he's a
weird
dude.
How dare she pee?
Yeah, and then she's, like, standing in line, and she decides to call Christian. This is pretty real. Like, when I get drunk, I suddenly want to call all the people I have beef with or have a crush on, or both.
Yeah.
She also has a super old flip phone. I'm not sure... why they made that
drunk
choice.
Drunk me doesn't usually want to yell at people. Drunk me usually just wants to make out with people.
Can you yell at people while making out with them? I've never... Yes. Have I ever done that?
I'm into that.
Yeah. It's your aesthetic.
I didn't... And she tells him she doesn't want him because she has them already. So thanks for the gesture. Which is so good. I just... And then she calls him Mr. Fancy Pants.
That's a sick burn.
I am so in love with her right now. You're so bossy. And now she's... Let's go for coffee. No, stay away from me.
She's fully right, though. Like,
the movie...
It's very weird.
The movie should just end here.
So he's very upset that she's drinking, and he's asking where she is so he can come and get her, because he thinks that she's, like, not safe. It's super strange, because I think she's supposed to be, what, like, 19, 20... Well, older than that, I guess, because she's legal drinking age in the States. So, like... I don't know why he's so concerned that she's drinking. Like, it's not an unusual thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, she'll be fine.
Yeah, she's with her friend.
It's because he's protective.
Yeah. Oh, this is the scene where
now she's outside. We're undecided if she has peed or not. She should just pee on him.
Yeah. Fucking Jose is about to try to make a move on Anna, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Because she's super, super drunk. Like, this is an obvious consent violation.
Yeah.
He also seems drunk, but, like, that's no excuse.
Yeah, but still, it's not, no.
He tries to kiss her, and she's so not into it. She mentioned earlier that he's, like, family to her. And then here's Christian Grey to punch him in the face.
Yeah, going, like, full vampire. And just, like, shoulder checks
and
him.
And she throws up immediately.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, is my reaction, too.
I love that. He gives her a handkerchief to wipe her mouth, and she says, I will launder this item.
It's a monogrammed handkerchief, because he's rich.
And she's freaked out, because he's staying at the hotel in town, where he has no reason to be except to stalk her.
Yeah. And he goes and tells her friend that he's taking her, and then just leaves, and her friend's like, yeah, sounds legit.
Yeah, her friend is hooking up with Christian's brother, who is only a character because he had a corollary character in Twilight. Like, there's no other reason for this brother to exist.
Right. And to say Later's baby.
Later's baby. Legendary.
And she says, I think I'm gonna faint, and his response is, now? No, at 5:30 on Thursday. And now he has already gotten up and gone for a run because he's fit.
Mm-hmm. It's the next morning. She's hungover. He's left her painkillers and orange juice on the bedside table with notes.
Which is very similar to what drunk me does for me.
Yeah. It's only creepy because the notes say eat me and drink me, and there's just...
The notes also say that when I write, when drunk me does it for me. Sometimes there's art. I, like, collect all the stuff, dump it onto my bedside table, and cover it with post-its.
I just feel like this gesture implies a level of, like, warmth and cuteness that he has not demonstrated at all. Like, he's cold and sociopathic in his manner. It just doesn't feel like he actually did this.
Yeah.
And she's undressed.
Yet another creepy moment.
Yeah, he undressed her. Which I guess, like, she probably had vomit on her clothes.
That was fully Irish. That wasn't even pretend American. But yeah, he does. He says he didn't have a choice because...
I'm pretty sure you had a choice, actually. But, okay.
Yeah.
He brings her breakfast. He's about to steal part of it.
Yeah. you need to eat, except for this bite that I'm going to take.
I get overly irate about people stealing food from Anna. I'm sorry. It's just, it's stuck in my craw. Yeah.
He did just say he had to get rid of her, he had to get rid of her clothes because they were covered in vomit.
He takes and off his shirt. And now
he strips weirdly. Says if you were mine, you wouldn't be able to sit down for a week.
And then the bites are toast.
And it's supposed to be sexy, and it's just fucking weird. It's so weird.
Like, you can afford your own toast. I'm so mad about it.
And, like, eating buttered white toast is not sexy.
And, like...
And then he leans back in. You're here because I'm incapable of leaving you alone.
That's gross.
That's terrifying. That's
so creepy.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
So the thing,
but his hips are good.
When he says, if you were mine, you wouldn't be able to sit down for a week, that's actually, like, such a great line. If he was getting vibes that, like, she was into him and wanted to be his submissive. But I feel, again, like, she doesn't even...
talked about kink.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
My tastes are very singular.
Oh, my God. The number of times since this came out that I've had to hear kink referred to as a singular taste. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
It's not singular at all.
It's not. Also, my voice just cracked.
It was cute.
Oh.
Touching her face again without consent.
And he, like, touches her lip and she almost comes. I don't know what that face is. Like. And then he vanishes.
They talk later about how she's a virgin and has also apparently never masturbated, so I can kind of get that if, like, a hot guy is touching your face and that's the most sexual stimulation you've ever received, that maybe you would react that way. But also, I don't find it plausible that she would have never, ever masturbated.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I didn't until anyone told me to, mm-hmm. but I'm also actually submissive. I should make a Tumblr post. Only real submissives. FetLife. Or writing. And then he says, I would like to bite that lip. Which, again...
I'm not going to touch you, not until I have your written consent, he says, after touching her repeatedly.
Yeah. And her reaction is just like, what?
So
which is a fair reaction
works.
To that.
Yeah.
Oh, watch, he made a consent boundary, and he's about to break it.
Yeah. I wish every time someone kissed me, they said, fuck the paperwork before they did it. It's so sexy.
Me too. Yeah, like, that is the only moment in the entire movie that has a tiny amount of sexuality in it. Like, they're vaguely compatible in that scene, and I'm like, oh, look at that. I felt a feeling for a second. Which, like, I get that's a really important scene, so they probably did it, like, 15 million times.
She comes home, and Kate and Christian's brother are just fully having sex on the couch in the living room, which is so fucking rude.
Yeah.
And then they don't even finish. They just, like, put their clothes back on and then the guy leaves.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Well, they make out.
Yeah.
And he says, laters, baby. And then it became on every on the back of every minivan in America.
It's such a weird catchphrase because, like, Christian starts saying it to, like, sort of make fun of the type of relationship his brother has and how it's so not the type that he has, and it just comes off as, like, rude and, like, snobby.
Yeah, like, I don't know why it's a catchphrase, because, like, it's not his thing.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think it's supposed to point out how Christian is, like, so classy and would never really say something like that, but it's, like, just feels rude and inappropriate.
Yeah. Ish. We kissed once, only once. That's odd. Which is really... a good reaction. Yeah. Like, the only person making good decisions in this movie, being like, that's odd.
The dialogue in this movie is so stilted and awkward.
I know.
Good evening, Miss Steele. Can you imagine this if someone guy looks fucking like greeted you like that?
An ex-friggin' military man driving a cab. Oh, it's the romantic helicopter scene.
So there's...
Because romance.
There's so much aviation in this movie, and it's really out of place. It's like they didn't have enough material, so they had to just put in a bunch of gratuitous flying scenes.
Well, they're showing off that they have a helicopter.
Christian Grey's helicopter is called Charlie Tango, and in the books it's always italicized, which is not really how you format the title of a helicopter.
She asks if he's flying this, and he responds by strapping her in, which is not the most encouraging thing.
That's so creepy. Yeah, the putting on the seatbelt is evidently supposed to be sexy, but it really just feels like he's a dad doing this to his literal
and
daughter.
And then he says, no escaping now.
Ugh, God.
And it's just like, but also just that's the response, that it's like, you're driving? Yeah, better buckle up. Like, And then she only finds out where they're going because he does the thing on the radio.
I hate all of this.
And now it's a weird music video with the helicopter and him staring at her instead of keeping his eyes on the sky. I feel like they, like, recorded this and they were like, okay, it's not sexy yet. Just add a little bit more. just add a little bit more. This is probably sexy. Let's add another 10 seconds just for fun.
Keep your eyes on the sky, dude.
That was almost a good, like, checking out scene, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they had him checking out someone other than her. Because
I was still concerned.
He can't handle
it
when she's in front of him.
He offers her a drink, and it's weird because doesn't he hate when she drinks? Except when it's from him.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
And, like, go watch what he's putting in that drink, TBH. Like, I worry for her.
Yeah. Because he's clearly not great at boundaries.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, instead, she's just exploring this weird house. She's reacting the same way I did when I saw that someone I hooked up with lived alone. I was like, in New York City? Oh my god! And I just had this same facial expression the entire time. I was like, no roommates?
Oh, great, yes.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Give her alcohol before making her sign a legal document. That sure seems ethically sound.
Yeah. Great, then sign it. Like, I do kind of... This is creepy and a weird show of power and a weird assumption about what's about to happen, but... What? Okay, we're gonna talk about that in a second. But, like, I do get that he's a, like, famous person and might need to put that down.
Yes.
Oh my god, that fucking line.
He's gonna make love.
Anyway, she signs it and goes, are we gonna make love now? With, like, the biggest eyes. And he responds with, first of all, I don't make love. I fuck. Which, like...
Hard.
Okay.
I fuck hard. No. That is an important detail.
Yes.
He's taking her to his playroom. I love that he calls it the playroom.
She thinks it has an Xbox.
Oh, Anna. You precious child.
He just takes himself so seriously. Like, who introduces kink like this? You can leave at any time. I know I'm terrifying. It's like he's about to disclose he's a vampire, which, I mean, makes sense. But, like...
To be fair, before this
movie... Also, he pushes buttons to turn the lights on. I have questions.
That's a thing.
Okay, anyway.
Before this movie, kink was not as well known to the average person as it was after this book and movie. So I get it still, a little though. Bit, but yeah, he should have, like, discussed it with her before bringing her to look at all his floggers and whips and shit.
Yeah, just be like, so what do you know about kink? Like.
Yeah.
But also, so that one chair in the back corner, the green and gold one, we carried that at a sex shop I used to work at. I've sold one. It's $13,000.
Jesus Christ.
Not this brown one. The one on the other side of the room. It's green and gold, and you're supposed to fuck on it. But I would not come on anything I paid $13,000 for.
Yeah, really.
Like, no.
It's a beautiful room.
I do want to, like, I want to frolic around this room.
Yeah, it's a great set design.
And that's so threatening, the way he says it. She's like, which, like, is kind of valid. I can see that, because she's like, do you do this to women, or do women do this to you? And he's like, I do this to women.
And she asks him if he's a sadist, and he...
And he's a sadist!
He kind of prickles at that, and he says, I'm a dominant. Sadism, there are lots of kinky sadists. Like, that's not really a bad thing.
Yeah.
As long as it's consensual.
He is a sadist, yeah. Like... I hate that so much. So she asks what she's gonna get out of submission, and his response is me. No! There are so many other things to get out of submission, and that's not how you get someone to do something.
It's manipulative as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he knows she's interested, so he's, like, using that as leverage to get her to agree to this. It's gross.
Yeah, and, like, there are plenty of valid things to get out of it, mm-hmm. And he's not even letting her recognize those things. He's like, he would prefer she submit just for him rather than for any benefit of her own.
He does tell her later to, he tells her to Google submissive, I think, and do some research on it. Which probably would have been helpful, but, like, also, it's revealed later that he spent some time as a submissive, so, like, he probably knows what you can get out of it. It does seem weird that he doesn't discuss that with her.
Yeah, and he just tells her to Google, like...
Send her some specific resources.
You can't just Google kink.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because you're going to get a lot of different things if you just Google kink.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's the big reveal.
He asked her about her sexual history. She reveals she does not have a sexual history. And then he says the sexiest line in the entire movie, we are going to rectify this situation.
That's, yeah. She's like, and, like, that's also a weird reaction. He's like, you're a virgin, but I have just shown you. As if he has, like, corrupted her. I showed you the secrets of the sex havers. I've revealed them to you. And then he says, where have you been? Like, what?
Why is he so upset
by
this?
Oh, my God.
Like, she's young.
Men must throw themselves at
makes
you.
Makes sense.
Never one I've wanted. Like, what? Oh. He tells her she's biting her lip as if she doesn't know. And then they're making out. He doesn't even tell her, she just says, what are you doing? And he's like, rectifying the situation. Now is the sexy sex scene, where she's wearing lacy, slightly lacy white underwear, you know, just to remind you that she doesn't have sex, but also she's hot. Oh, and this is the unrated version, so do we get to see dick? I forget. She's just, like, squirming on the bed, staring at him while he takes his, Well, he takes his shirt off and he has weird scars on his chest. Oh, but. We're having a video issue here. Hopefully it'll reconnect up in a second. Kate, are you back yet?
Oh, a sex scene. This sex scene is sexier than expected.
Okay, are we?
I think he basically just fucks her with very little foreplay, though, which, like, she's a virgin.
Maybe yeah, and it's totally fine, and she's super into it.
Yeah. And she has an orgasm, if I recall correctly, in the book, which I was always like...
Yeah, she does.
Wow, like, it took me so much practice to be able to come
from after, like, two thrusts. And then they're panning up to this weird, like, mirror ceiling thing where you can see his butt.
It's a good butt.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like, I just don't know why, like, I don't know why he has a weird mirror on the ceiling.
For sex reasons, you know, because he's a sex person.
But he doesn't have sex in his bed.
I hate this. He plays piano in the middle of the fucking night, and she wakes up, and it's so disrespectful. Like, she's trying to sleep, bro. She just lost her virginity. Have some respect.
Ah, goddammit. There we go.
It's a beautiful shot, though, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, they're naked. Yeah. I looked away for a second.
They were gonna fuck on the piano bench. Fucking. But then he was like, I guess, didn't want to mess up the finish, so.
And he just, like, picks her up and effortlessly walks away with her in this really awkward carrying position. I mean, like, to be fair, my partner has picked me up with one arm and walked away with me. But still, just, like, it's weird how effortless that is.
How much longer is left on this movie?
Too much. They haven't even kinked yet. I mean, they don't kink, but, like, when they haven't done anything they think is kink yet. Yeah, we've got about another 30 minutes, another, like, hour. She's shaking her butt because she's cute. And he's watching her, and now she's embarrassed.
She's so good. She made him food. Why doesn't anyone make food for Anna? Oh, and then they're going to take a sexy bath together.
Again, like, oh, but first he's licking her fingers.
He's so shirtless in this movie.
Oh, guess what? I'm naked again. That is, like, the most predatory gaze, and not in a sexy way. Yeah. And it's rare that the predatory gaze is not a sexy thing for me.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
But he just turns around and is like, It's unsettling.
In the book, this scene, he, like, fingers her through a washcloth, which I always thought was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, that reads as weirdly ABDL for me.
There's a lot of stuff in this
movie. In a way that the rest of this book is not.
Yeah. She has great boobs.
Yeah. This is true. They just keep reminding us, though. Like, every time she has even a little bit of clothes on now, they're like, no, off. This guy, too, they're like, make sure, wear the towel uncomfortably low, please. Yeah, like, if we could see a little bit of dick, that would...
We need some hip bones.
All right, it's important. Fine, but... Yeah. Kink is happening. So he goes and gets a tie. He does do a double column. Like, it's actually a rope tie. He just does not do it well. Or with rope. And it's not impressive.
She says she won't move her arms, but she's totally going to move her arms. Spoiler alert.
Oh, uh-huh. Look, she moved them. And there they go. She's not good at listening.
He called her a good girl before she...
she's not a submissive.
Yeah. She did not earn that good girl. Okay, I'm into this shot, though. Woof. He's barely touching her, though.
Yeah. Now, also, he's trying to get her to agree to his, like, submissive contract thing while he's going down on her. Or he's basically saying, agree or I won't do this, which is not the way to get anyone to consent to anything.
Mm-hmm. Super manipulative and gross.
Yeah.
Then his mother's come to visit, and he basically completely blows her off, and she's hardly a character in the movie. It's really confusing.
And he introduces her with, like, the full length of her name. Like, including doctor. Now, she didn't call before she showed up because he wouldn't have let her in.
Yeah. Classic mom.
And then she invites this strange woman for dinner. Like, we don't know if he likes her at all, and mother's like, no, come to family dinner.
To be fair, my mom would totally do that.
Your mom would do that, yeah. I signed an NDA. It actually says we're not friends anymore on it. Sorry. Something about you stealing my sandwiches.
That bedroom is beautiful.
Really? I kind of hate it.
I mean, it's very girly, so I see why you would hate it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The headboard feels very grandma to me.
I mean, she's into it Jane Austen. It reminds me of
my Nana. I guess. She's excited. She never seen me with a woman before. That's it. Christian Grey's bye. Confirmed.
Oh, I want it so bad.
They ask if he's gay, and he says no, he might be bi.
Oh my god, I want this spinoff so bad.
I'm here for bi Christian Grey. Bi Christian Grey is actually a switch and meets this big bearish daddy dom.
Yeah.
Who teaches him how kink is supposed to work.
Fuck, yes. Oh, it's so good.
I'm so here for this story.
Christian Grey.
And literally everything Christian Grey says, he's like, no, like, what about zip ties? And the bear's like, the fuck you talking about zip ties?
Where are your safety scissors, my dude?
Goddamn mind. and just like humiliates him on his kink knowledge.
Oh fuck, it would be so good.
While teaching him the safe way to do things.
I'm so into it. I need to write that fanfic.
Please do. I have ideas.
So she's, like, expressing preferences
that was especially.
And boundaries and stuff, and he is, for the most part, ignoring them or talking her out of them, which is not how you negotiate anything in kink.
Yeah. And he's already setting up that, like, oh no, you were able to sleep in my room because it was a special occasion, and setting up this weird thing where, like, she will feel like she has to earn this thing that she needs to feel cared for.
Ugh. Like, on the one hand, I get that he's laying it out really clearly. He's like, this is how I do this. Either agree or don't agree. But he's also being really manipulative and not letting her make the decision of her own free volition. It's gross.
Yeah, because he's really pressuring her to decide what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, putting all these really unhealthy power dynamics in there. He's not doing the, like, hey, I'm interested. This is how it works, though. And if you're not down, you're not down. He's doing the... this is how it works, but I need you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm dangerous, so don't come near me. I'm like, that's gross.
once again looking at her when he should be keeping his eyes on the road.
He doesn't need to. He's driving with his super dom powers. And now he's weirdly petting her head.
I do like that leather jacket.
Says the pup, but you know, yeah.
Let's go for a walk in the middle of fucking nowhere with a psychopath.
He just woke her up to go for a walk.
Rude.
Bitch, I was sleeping.
This is the scene where he gives her all this backstory and exposition about why he's fucked up. And it's frustrating as a kinkster because most of us don't have these, like, shitty origin stories of abuse that precipitated our kinks. Like, that's not usually how it works.
Yeah, I was 15 and I was her submissive for 6 years. And now I'm damaged. He only enjoyed it, too, because, like, he already had a fucked up childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So he was drawn to this relationship. And it's like, ugh. Then why are you all pressury and gross? He, like, recognizes how intimidating and scary it is. And is still all like, but I need you.
Has he at any point been like, do you have any questions for me? Because that's kind of important, right? Like, she probably has a lot of questions.
Now he's kind of talking about what he likes about it. But then he puts it on her. So he talks about how he likes giving up responsibility and feeling safe. And then he's like, and you'll love it too.
Ugh.
And how he's like, I've never taken anyone in the helicopter or slept next to anyone. You're so special. You need to give everything to me and do everything on exactly my terms.
And she's visibly responding way better to the romantic stuff than the kink stuff. And he is clearly using it as a manipulation tool.
Yeah. And, like, he's creating this feeling of her being indebted to him, mm-hmm. right? Like, he's like, I've already done all of these things for you. You owe me. Ugh. Where she, like, if she knew that the exchange for sleeping in bed next to him was this kind of pressure, she may have been like, fuck you, I don't want to sleep next to you. You're a dick. You know?
Yeah.
But he's like, I did it already. You owe me. Mm-hmm. Like, that, ugh.
It's the foot in the door technique.
Yeah.
Laters, baby.
Laters, baby.
Oh, and then he sent her a brand new Mac laptop.
Yeah.
Take it and run.
And a dude that showed up and set it up. Like, what? What kind of laptop comes with a human?
Christian Grey has a lot of money.
And who needs to set up a laptop?
Jose called for her. In the book, you find out that Christian Grey did, like, a background check on Jose and found out that he, like, smoked some weed, and he thinks that that
How
means he's
he?
A bad guy. Yeah. I don't think we see Jesus. Much more of Jose this movie, though.
No. Which, like, is fair. He's a jerk.
Yeah, but he's also but a character in the movie, and it's a badly written movie.
Oh, and then her best friend is like, you look different. Like, she can just tell. Like, she just knows. And Anna's like, I feel different. Like, what? No, that's not... It's not how sex works.
If we were friends when I lost my virginity, I feel like you would probably be able to tell that I had lost it. But I don't know.
Yeah, because we would have been talking, you would have been texting me frantically on your way to the place.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, and then you would, like, dude's dick would, like, barely be out of you and you'd be like, where's my phone? Hang on. Like... You'd be texting me while he's fucking you. Hey, so guess what? And only after you had tweeted it.
You think I would tweet before I texted you? I don't know.
Ah, you might. There have been a few things that you've tweeted first, and I've been like, excuse you?
So she's reading the submissive contract, which in the book is one of the more boring chapters, because they literally do just print the entire contract, and it's not even an entertaining read.
Yeah. And, like, they're texting each other and, like, sort of sexting each other. And she's reading it while thinking about fucking him. And it's like, You're not giving her a chance to make a decision. You're just, like, bonding with her more.
And from a filmmaking perspective, like, making us read these texts on screen while also listening to him narrate the contract is really confusing and kind of overwhelming. And why did they do that?
Yeah, while, like, doing this montage of other images in the background. And, like, he tells her she can only eat certain foods. Like, food is a part of my dynamic for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she can't touch him without express permission. Yeah, consent. why does she not get that?
Yeah, really.
Oh, and then he says, growing old here, have you read the contract or done your research?
Ugh.
Like, on it, sir, what should I research? Try submissive.
Like, that word means a whole bunch of things.
What happens when I Google submissive? Gives me the definition of submissive. Ready to conform to authority or will of others, meekly obedient or passive. And also she image searches it.
With safe search
Urban
off.
Urban Dictionary for submissive. Confessions of a Submissive, why 50 Shades is Addictive. Pinterest, 25 Best Submissive Ideas. Oh.
She says, it was nice knowing you.
An actual submissive.
This is where she, like, she's joking, and in the book they explain that she's joking when she says, it was nice knowing you. But it's also like, if you're a real dominant, you would take that as the no that it is. And instead, he shows up at her place with wine and condoms, and it's disgusting.
And emphasis on in her place. Mm-hmm. He doesn't knock on the door, he walks into her bedroom while she's got her headphones on.
I suspect that
okay, first of all, you don't talk to women with headphones.
It's so creepy.
Then he says, all aggressively, it's been nice knowing me, and then, like, really sassily, let me remind you how nice it was. Which could be hot if it wasn't terrifying. Oh, and he brought the tie.
That's this entire movie, really.
Yeah. Now he's doing a weird different tie. Why? Oh, it's kind of a double. Why? Why are you doing that? And now she has no tie? Oh, there it is. Okay. I guess his hand was covering it. He did learn and tied her hands in place this time, since she can't be trusted to listen.
She's a brat.
No, she's not submissive.
I hate when people
take brats are one thing.
I hate when people take my socks off during sex. I'm always like, my feet are gonna be cold. Please leave those on.
Excuse you, I'm cold. Conveniently, she has the one of the unzippy bras. Because this would have been complicated if she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, for the first time, he takes his shirt off like a normal person. Like, to be fair, I take my shirt off by grabbing the back of the neck, but he does it in a way like he was told to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not how he normally takes his shirt off, but they told him to, because that's how sexy people do it, which is why I do it, you know. And he just dropped wine into her mouth without telling her. Which I guess is sexy, but also a little like waterboarding.
I think it was ice. I don't think it was just liquid wine.
What?
It was definitely ice.
I thought it was just a mouthful of wine.
Just loose wine.
Just like, bleh. He was covering her with ice, and then he says, "Is this nice?"
No, it's ice.
It's a pun. I wonder if they know. Oh, her butt's really good.
It's a very good butt.
Oh, yeah. That was... Alright. Alright, that scene was
kind of
good.
Yeah, it was kind of okay.
Her butt saved it. Yeah. Her butt and just him being behind her. Yeah, kind of saved it. It's fine.
Then he says...
The weed is the real MVP, yes, MVP here.
True. He says, "What are you doing to me?" Which is, again, sort of an emotional and abusive tactic. Because he's blaming her for what's happening. And, like,
yeah,
he's the one who... I love that gratuitous shot of his chest as she's thinking about touching him.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a weirdly framed, like, nipple and chest hair situation.
Okay, there's nothing weird about nipple and chest hair situations. I am always for them, even if they are gratuitous.
It was just, like, it was trying too hard to be, like, female gazy or something.
Yeah, I guess. They were, like, looking at the cigarette burns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not supposed to know that.
It's okay.
And now he's... Oh, see? Look at her using her words.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I don't sleep here," and she goes... He's like, "I don't sleep with anyone," and she goes, "Well, can we negotiate?" And he smiles and leaves.
So apparently,
like,
not.
What?
Eh?
What?
His building is just
Fuck
called
you,
Gray
bro.
House. It's as boring as he is.
I got quiet because I am sending my partner a very important text. It says, 50 Shades is the worst.
It truly is. I should text that
Which
to everybody in my
vital
contact.
Information that he needs. Yeah. She says, "As this is a contract, I'd like a business meeting." And he says, "Fine, I'll wear a suit."
Yeah, you, like, damn well better.
And she says she'll be wearing a burlap sack. Like, that's almost cute.
Ugh, no.
Except
every time,
they're the worst.
Anytime this movie tries to be funny, it does not succeed.
No. But, like, her having a business meeting, and, like, I'm like, all right, look at her taking this seriously.
And she's wearing the best dress. That's a hell of a sack.
That's a weirdly gay, come on. I told you he's bi. I'm going to say that next time I hit on someone. That's a hell of a sack. That's a hell of a sack you got there. Kate. What is this music?
It's Danny Elfman.
What?
He did the music for this
movie. Is
this
Nightmare Before Christmas bullshit?
I think he... It's good music, though. Like, they were smart to get it.
I don't know. This part's weird.
This is, like, the only scene in the movie where she shows agency, and he seems like he might respect it.
Yeah. He says he should get sex whenever he wants, and she laughs at him. Which is the best.
And she doesn't have a comment on that. She just read it out loud to him and laughed at it.
Yeah.
Okay, so she tells him she's not into anal fisting and to remove it from the contract. Good for her.
I mean, fine. Strike out vaginal fisting too. Are you sure?
Yep. Why didn't he, explain to her what fisting is.
Yeah. I do appreciate that she asks what are butt plugs.
Take a wild guess. Which is a
weirdly
guess.
Common question I've gotten.
Yeah, like, me
I get
too.
That question. Yeah, like semi-regularly, and I'm like, exactly what it says on the can.
Again, with they bring them wine, well, looks like wine to drink during their business meeting, and again, it seems weird that he's so against her drinking, except when she's negotiating a legal contract with him. Very weird.
Yep. Yeah.
This movie has a very strange relationship with alcohol, which I've noticed more and more the more that I've seen it. Like, it's perplexing.
Hanging from... He describes suspension, hanging from rope... hanging with ropes from the ceiling. And she's like, for what possible reason? And I want to be like, remember when you were six and you climbed on the swings? That is all I want out of suspension. That is the whole reason I want to try it. No! They negotiate cable ties for bondage.
No.
No. And then... So condescending.
Mm-hmm. Once a week, they'll go on a date. It's so frustrating. Like, she should not have to fight for that.
Yeah, and he says it like he's throwing her a bone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, you know, just because you've shown such a commitment, I'll give this to you. Like, it's very, like, look, good girl, you earned it. And it's gross. He's, like, setting the standards so, so low that he looks like he deserves an award anytime he does anything decent.
You can't talk dirty to her while you're negotiating the contract. That seems problematic.
Yeah. They didn't eat any of their sushi.
I know, I hate it.
Ew! Oh, I forgot that happened! Like, that's so gross to, like, and, like, abusive, and for, like, assault survivors, and, like,
He just told her that,
So what happened is she says she wants to leave, and he goes, really, your body's telling me different. And, like, no.
Like, no real dominant who knew about risk-aware consensual kink would ever say shit like this. Like, if you say no, that needs to be instantly and completely respected. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, he says he would take off her dress and be surprised to find that she was naked underneath.
I'm naked under my clothes? What? Nobody told me.
Did you hear... Do you remember what we were talking about, like, what other things he might find under her clothes? Do you remember that from Dildo Holiday?
No. Like what?
Like an exoskeleton. And then she makes him tell her all of the things he would do if she stayed, and then she bails, which is great.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's cute, bye. I'm so happy every time she shuts him down. When I know, fuck you. Then she just kisses him on the cheek and bails. It's so sassy. Because she
is. Has blue balls from hell.
Yeah. And did you hear me? He's like, why do I feel like you're telling me goodbye? And she's like, because I'm leaving. Like, what the fuck?
Then here's the scene where they're graduating from school, and Christian is inexplicably a speaker at the graduation.
I forgot. I forgot her dad is Callum Keith Rennie. I like him. He's in Battlestar.
This scene is just really boring. He's just giving a speech to the graduating class.
Yeah. And everyone's muttering about how hot he is, and now they're saying, oh, she leans forward and she's like, oh, he's gay.
Cause monogamy, like, am I right?
Yeah. How dare anyone else find him attractive? Meanwhile, I run around places with my partner like, have you seen how pretty he is? Can we talk about it for a second? Can we look at how pretty he is, though? He's real hot, guys. Oh my god, she graduated school.
And then he tries to get her to sign the contract while he's talking to her on stage as she's literally graduating.
Yeah. Oh, he's wearing the tie he tied her up with. Just try it my way by signing a legally binding contract.
I hate him.
And this other person's like, excuse you, are you going to shake my hand or not? And he's, like, staring at her after she left. Whoop. Well, just called him her boyfriend. Yeah, now that you're done embarrassing her. They're, like, creepily staring at each other while standing next to her dad. Apparently a few weeks have passed.
Okay, I didn't really get that from what happened, but...
Yeah, well, he said, how long have you known each other?
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm saying it wasn't filmed very well to express that it was a few weeks.
Yeah, no, it feels like it's been, like, 3 days. And now they're going home together? I don't really know.
Yeah.
Why? Isn't she supposed to have alone time to make decisions?
Apparently not. I think this is the scene where he spanks her and then leaves or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's what he said. He just threatened. He's like, roll your eyes again and I'll take you across my knee.
She just graduated. Which, she, like, probably has places to be, like...
Yeah, that can be, like, a fun consent game to play where you're like, you know, oh, like, if you do XYZ, the other thing will happen.
Yeah.
With someone who's already consenting to play and stuff. That's, like, a cute way to get consent about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, like... Not in this situation where she's still not even on board yet.
Oh yeah, he sold her car without telling her and bought a better one. Like, maybe check with someone before selling
her car.
While
she's trying to still decide things. Yeah. Not anymore.
Where's my car?
She can't... And then she rolls her eyes and he takes that as the consent. Ugh. And spanks her.
Like
no, she was in, she was having a lot going on.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm kind of into
okay,
this
that
though.
Dialogue's. Yeah, that dialogue is good.
Like, because she's clearly consenting. Yeah, you could tell from how she's behaving that she's into it. Except I think he hits her, like, 3 times and then leaves and there's no aftercare.
Yeah. Especially since this is probably the first time she's ever been spanked.
Yeah, and she's had a pretty intense and exhausting day.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. What? Shut up.
I hate him so much. Some making out, but no aftercare.
No. He just kisses her and then bails.
Who taught this man how to kink?
And, like, she looks like a kicked puppy when he leaves. She's like, well, where are you going? And he's like, oh, I have stuff to do. Like, she did not know he was leaving. She was so not ready for him to leave yet. She was already in, like, kind of a subby place.
Totally. And then, like, she gets all sad, dude, and calls her mom and cries on the phone with her mom, if I recall correctly, which totally makes sense for someone who hasn't received the aftercare they need. Like, sometimes you get irrationally sad.
Yeah. Because when you're in this subby place, you can get in a place where you feel really connected with the person, and then they just abandoned you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on a flip phone, because she's just so quirky. Yeah, why didn't he buy her a better phone? And doesn't know technology. We're over here like, that is priority one. I don't need a car, but I do need a Pixel 2.
Like, really, that is actually important. I don't understand why they did that. Her mom, like, guilt trips her for not
she's
telling
biting her lip
about the boyfriend.
Yeah. When he's, like, hardly a boyfriend, he's this weird guy that I fuck occasionally. Who wants me to sign a contract. He makes me happy most of the time. I've known him days. Like, they're talking about this like it's this serious relationship. Like... What?
If the sex piece of a relationship makes you this unhappy, you should end the relationship.
Yeah. And, like, there is no other piece of the relationship so far.
Yeah.
Like, sex is the only thing they ostensibly do, and talk about what kind of sex they might be able to have in the future. Which, to be fair, is a lot of kink relationships, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. She seems to think there's more to it than that.
Yeah. They have a bow on them. Whose do you think?
I really hate the roommate character so much.
Yeah.
She's so annoying.
She's really annoying.
I want Anna to have better friends than this. She tells Anna to take the relationship at her own pace, but, like, Kate's been kind of pushing her this whole time.
Yeah. It is a bad picture. With friend.
This is, like, the only funny joke in the movie.
Yeah.
She tells him she has to abstain from sex for 4 weeks. She just went on new birth control, and he thinks she's serious for a second. Oh, fuck, it's so
because
good.
Men don't understand uteruses.
Do you think he would break up with her if that was true?
No, because it would play into his tragic, like, martyr thing. Oh, I can't have sex with you, but I can just stare broodingly at you.
And apparently refuse to have sex that isn't PIV.
Yeah. Well, she did say any sexual activity.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
Well, none of it makes any sense. Like, you're searching for logic in an illogical world, Kate. Now they're going into the red room. She still has signed nothing.
Yeah, I don't think she ever does sign
this. This very serious contract that he is very concerned about. She has done nothing.
And he apparently doesn't care.
Yeah. But it's very important to him, right? It's how kink
Except
works,
not at
right?
All.
She's just beautiful enough to put him to have him past it.
Mm-hmm.
She just does it so, like, gracelessly. He's, like, arms above your head, and she doesn't, like, it's not pretty or anything. She just, like, shoots them up in the air like a toddler. Like, okay, Dad. Aren't you unashamed of your nakedness? I'm unashamed of my Charmander onesie. So, ha!
I love this. He braids her hair. Like, why?
Not well. Not well at all. Jesus. If that was his kink, he would know how to make it look good. That is atrocious.
He has to go change into his sex jeans.
I forgot he had sex jeans. Those are not good underpants. She should get new ones. I don't like them.
He should buy her new ones.
He should. Oh, sex jeans.
Sex jeans. They're jeans he wears only for sex, and they're ripped. And he.
I wonder.
He's shirtless while he wears.
And they
them.
Are very low on him. They are very low. I don't really know how they're held up. He should, I wonder how much decision-making went into, the sex jeans. Like, was that a whole day of denim, of jean shopping? Where they just tried different pairs on? Like, no, these aren't here yet. We need the sex jeans. Also, he starts with a crop on the palm of her hand. That is rude.
It's the least sexy.
That is rude as shit. And, like, ouch.
Yeah, that's not hot.
Yeah. What? Okay, Yoda. Submit, you must.
Oh, very good leather wrist cuffs.
Yeah. Are they suspension cuffs?
I think he puts her in a St. Andrew's cross.
Oh, yeah.